I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's almost 15 years since 9/11. It may be cliche now to call it the day that changed everything, but for one specific group of people, 9/11 really did change everything. I'm talking about the men and women who decided to join the military in the aftermath of the attack. So ahead of Sunday's anniversary, we decided to check in with some of them to get their reflections on that day, their decision to join up, and what's happened since. Back then, Michelle Nicholson was in her 20s, an immigrant originally from South Africa. So you were a bit older than the average military recruit. What made you decide to enlist?
Well, certainly 9/11 was an underlying factor. After that happened, I felt very motivated to try and do something. I obviously had always been in service projects and philanthropy, and I looked at kind of where I was in life and what I was doing, and as a South African citizen and a green card holder, I decided to enlist in the U.S. Army. And I enlisted in September 2002. And I just felt very motivated to somehow help the country that had accepted me and embraced me and given me the opportunity to go to school and college. And I knew that this was the country that I was going to make home eventually and become a citizen. And I also, I don't know, I guess I had always seen myself as doing something bigger than myself, and the military certainly offers that to you. You become part of a larger family. You know, you do things you never thought you could do, and so it was overall a wonderful bonding experience. I've made lifelong friends through it and met my husband through it, so
that's great.
It's been a good experience.
You know, if we recall George W. Bush, president at the time with his megaphone at the World Trades atop that pile of rubble, there was a real sense of a need to retaliate. But you talk about service when you talk about why you joined the military.
Yes. I was not in combat arms when I joined, but I knew I was going to go to Iraq. But I wanted that option to be there to, A, help the people, and B, help my fellow citizens.
Yeah, you served a year in Iraq, mostly in the Green Zone, and I gather you found life there kind of familiar.
Well, yes, coming from South Africa, especially growing up in the late 80s and early 90s, there was a lot of civil unrest. And certainly the walls, the cordons, the checkpoints, it wasn't as militarized when I was growing up there, but certainly we dealt with state of emergencies on, I'd say, probably a monthly basis. When I moved to the States, we had I think it was a tornado drill, and I asked my teacher if we were having a terrorism drill at school, and they said, what? And I said, well, this was in 1995, and I said, well, this is what we do in South Africa. We have terrorism drills where we get under the desks, and I dealt with that since I was 6 years old. So, yes, it was familiar.
Michelle, looking back 15 years, do you think enlisting as a way to respond to 9/11 was the right thing to do?
For me, it certainly was. You know, I knew that I was going to deploy, whether it was to Afghanistan or to Iraq. I knew that this was something that personally spoke to me. And, you know, certainly when you look back, you don't want to think you wasted a year of your life doing something that was for naught. And so for me, I try and look at the positive things that happened, the, I guess, good influence that we had, the relationships that I was able to make with local Iraqis that worked with us.
You're a mother now. Have you thought about how, when the questions begin, you'll explain 9/11 to your kids and what you did afterwards?
That's a very hard question, Marco. I think luckily they're 4 and 2. So right now I don't really have to go into.
You've got some time to think about it.
I have some time to think about it. But, you know, obviously there were some people who felt very strongly that America as an ideology and nation was wrong in their eyes, and felt that the only way that they could make some kind of impact was through a very evil, very horrible, very huge terrorism attack. And it impacted the rest of the world and will impact the rest of the world for generations. And, you know, America as a country felt that retaliation at that time was the right thing to do. Looking back at it now, you know, people question it. I'd like my husband enlisted before 9/11, so his reasons for joining was very different than mine. But, you know, their daddy still has to go out every day and do the job of a soldier. And so obviously we are very pro-military, and, you know, we'd like them to think of their daddy as doing something by looking after, you know, doing a job as looking after the country.
Michelle Nicholson is an Iraq war veteran who enlisted after 9/11. Michelle, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it.
Michelle was just one of thousands of young Americans who enlisted or re-enlisted after the 9/11 attacks. We heard from many others, too, after reaching out to our online community of veterans. Many said things like, I felt the need to do my part, or I felt a sense of duty. And like Michelle, few had regrets about their personal choices, though plenty had concerns about the U.S. government's decision to invade Iraq or about the overall prosecution of the war. Jason Peterson joined the Air Force and ended up a captain. He served 9 years with tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, building bases, often under fire.
In 9/11, I was still in college. I was studying for my degree in civil engineering, and I was just getting ready to attend my morning classes when I heard the news.
Right. How did you respond?
As with most Americans, I was in complete shock and disbelief. And as I watched the news unfold, I let the news sink into my heart.
And not just you let it sink into your heart, you also let it sink into your brain. You joined the military, correct?
That's correct. I come from a long line of veterans. My father served in Vietnam and my grandfather in World War II. And I immediately felt that this would be a calling for my life.
The motivation for joining, though, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as strong, and I would describe it as, in my view, what I must have perceived it was like immediately after Pearl Harbor, and just the national spirit to maybe it was seek revenge or continue to defend our nation from future attacks. So whatever it was, some combination of that is what compelled me.
Looking back, Jason, was enlisting the right thing to do?
For myself, personally, absolutely. It is an experience that I would not have gained anywhere else in life. However, I'm not sure that my contributions to this cause ended up having the desired effect that I thought they would.
What was the desired effect when you enlisted after 9/11?
To stop terrorism and return our nation to peace. And I think here in 2016, we've not achieved that objective in the way I thought we would. I don't know that we're any better off than we were.
I'm just wondering if you have any other reflections as you look back on the last 15 years.
I'm saddened in a way. I have a 1-month-old daughter now, and I worry about her future and where we're heading with our nation. Specifically, our personal freedoms are much less than they were before 9/11, and that bothers me. And I just hope that we as a nation can find a way to promote peace and also promote personal freedom.
Jason, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco.
Jason Peterson decided to join the military after 9/11 and served in both Iraq and Afghanistan. We often turn to our online community of veterans to make sure we're telling the stories that matter to them. You can join by texting the word RETURN to 69866. That's RETURN to 69866.